96.3 WHUR, Old School 90s, and now this is the Frank Ski Show. I am Nina Brown, and as you already know, our co-host, superstar celebrity co-host for today is the one and only DC's own Raheem Devon. Hey, Raheem.
What's happening? What's happening?
It's an honor to have you. Let me first say that because, I mean, who doesn't love you in the DC DMV area? I mean, beyond that, but of course, this is home for you. So we really love you here.
I appreciate the love.
You ready to go to work with me though?
Let's get it.
Okay. So Raheem, there was recently a story that Amber Rose did on the Red Table Talk, and they were talking about telling kids about sex. Now, I know you have sons, and Amber was saying that her 7-year-old Sebastian asked about periods. She doesn't hide anything from him. They talk about sex. They talk about periods. And I kind of want to get from you, like, your opinion, and as well as the listeners. Is 7 too young to be talking about sex, first of all? And what about even, like, the female anatomy with periods and menstrual cycles and all of that? How do you feel about that?
I think it really depends on the maturity of the child. You know, the maturity of the child, the curiosity of the child. I think that as a parent, especially in these days and times, it's imperative we be as transparent as we can with our children, but also allowing them to live in a space where they can still be a child, let a child still be a child and experience things as a child and not push the narrative of them growing up too fast. You know what I mean? But I think that the transparency is very important for a number of reasons. You know, some children, of course, probably not at 7, but some children mature a lot faster than others, you know.
Absolutely.
Anatomy-wise, you know, for male and females. So I think it's very important with a lot of the other distractions that's going on, social media and things that might come across that radar that we may not be aware of now with technology being so advanced the way it is. And they can just find things and things can pop up no matter how careful you try to be. You know, as
for sure.
Yeah, I think that it's very important to discuss certain things with them, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. I have more to ask you about this, but let's open it up to the DMV. Call us and let us know, when is too early to have the sex talk with your kids? How did you have the sex talk with your kids? More coming up with Raheem Devon, and we're going to continue talking about this. 202-432-WHUR, 96.3 WHUR, sounds like Washington. 96.3 WHUR, Old School 90s, and now this is the Frank Ski Show. I am Nina Brown. As you know, Frank Ski is on vacation, but don't fear. We've got DC's own radio, Raheem Devon, hanging out with us. He is co-hosting, and he is the co-host with the most. Like, I heard you are actually really, really good at this radio thing, Raheem. No, seriously.
I mean, you know, I'm not legendary like the OG, but definitely, for sure. I enjoy doing radio and connecting with the people, you know?
That's not what I heard. Our program director, Al Payne, actually sang your praises. He was like, oh, they call him Radio Raheem for a reason. He's going to be great, Nina. And I was like, man, you and I have a relationship just from being in the industry, but I've never had the opportunity to do radio with you. So I was super excited. I'm glad to have you here.
It's all good. You know, I'll wait for my call, Al. Waiting for my call.
Just don't take us out of our spot, Al, to put him in.
I'm just kidding.
So we're talking about this Amber Rose situation. She was on Red Table Talk recently with Jada Pinkett Smith, Willow, and Gammy. And they were talking about Amber speaking to her son, 7-year-old Sebastian, about sex, about periods. You know, just, is it too young? Is it too early? How do you have the sex talk nowadays? And like Raheem said earlier, they have access. They have these distractions. You know, do you get in front of it or is there a perfect time to wait? There's a lot of parents that live in a bubble. Did you speak to your sons about sex or like, did you let them learn and then kind of hustle backwards to get them the right information?
I definitely speak to my sons about a number of things. I think that, again, the world moves a lot differently than it did for them at their age than it did for us at that age.
That right. Makes sense.
Of course, like when you're talking to your child, it's always whether it's sex, school, it coming from the parent is a little different.
Right.
You know what I mean? Sometimes they don't necessarily want to take heed, or it's like, you know, it has to be a public figure or somebody else that a lot of times is a lot cooler to them.
Right.
To receive it or to say, okay, you were right. So-and-so told me the same thing. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So of course, for our children, some things are going to be trial and error, but whether it's through using, you know, humor or whatever's necessary to try to connect with them, to at least have some of those conversations that I feel like might have been vital for me that I didn't have the opportunity to have maybe with my parents.
How old are your sons now?
They range in age 15 down to 6. So of course, like, yeah, soon to be 6. So of course, like 5-year-old, soon to be 6-year-old, we're not finna have a conversation about, like, you know, sex. But, you know, my 15-year-old, my 12-year-old in particular, you know, that's at an age where, you know, your body starts to go through different changes.
And, yeah.
You know, your emotions, you start to go through different things. And just, you know, I was with my 15-year-old the other day, and I was just checking him out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's interesting seeing the development, you know.
Does he have that same swag? Like, his dad is Raheem Devon. Does he have that swag?
He totally is not tripping off the fact that his dad is Raheem Devon. He's more like just present in the moment. And now in that moment of just enjoying his dad.
That's dope.
So I think for me, it's just the dope conversations that we can have.
Yeah.
You know.
With the 6-year-old, when will you have that talk? Like, I mean, he's got older brothers, so, you know, he might be picking up on stuff.
Again, I think it's based upon, you know,
the maturity
or what they're exposed to.
Yeah.
You know, as well on the day to day, you know, so every situation is a kind of different scenario. Like my 8-year-old, we definitely had to have that conversation based on a set of circumstances where I had to have that conversation with him.
Because he's
curious about things. Like, he's going to go, you know, so if it's something he wants to know, he's going to do logically what anybody would do is go ask a search engine.
For real. And you know what? I can commend parents who understand that even when you have multiple children, you cannot parent the same. Every child is different and unique, and they have their own personality.
Of course.
And you have to figure that out, because a lot of times when you parent the same, one of them will fall off the track. And then you're like, I gave them everything I had. The other three turned out perfect. And it's like, well, this one needed something different, you know?
Yeah, ultimately.
That's dope. 202-432-WHUR. It's the Frank Ski Show on 96.3 WHUR. Sounds like Washington. 96.3 WHUR, old school 90s and now. This is the Frank Ski Show. I am Nina Brown, and I'm hanging out with the one and only Raheem Devon. It's the Superstar Takeover. Raheem, we are talking about the Amber Rose situation, where she decided to talk to her 7-year-old about sex and about periods because she felt like it's never too early and she doesn't want to hide anything from him. Frank Ski Show, what's your comment?
Hi, I don't feel like 7 is too young. Actually, I started with my son at 5 because he approached me with a question. And I felt like to tell him the truth using true terms instead of making up false names.
Absolutely.
I've been to my old job, and I came back and I had packs of condoms, so I gave him those. For him, I gave some to send to his dad.
Yeah, I actually totally agree with you. I think 5, especially in 2020, 5 is not too young, especially when you're giving them like the scientific terms, the scientific explanation. You know, let's not make up some false thing that makes zero sense and they're going to figure it out. Like, give it to them real.
Right.
In a way that they can understand it at that age, you know?
Right.
Frank Ski Show.
Hi, this is Barbara, and I'm from Maryland. I believe that parents should have a talk with their young ladies as early as 8, because some girls hit the puberty age at 8.
Yeah.
Years of age, and they need to be taught how to care for themselves and what is unacceptable when somebody else is touching them.
Yes.
Letting them know what's the difference from them being wiped or clean versus being fondled.
Sis, and come on now. That's such a good point, because, you know, these days, a lot of times when there's sexual molestation happening, it happens from your own family or friends.
It does.
Thank you.
And the boys should be at age of 10 or whenever they hit the puberty stage.
Thank you, sis. You are
on
point with it.
Thank you.
Coming up, we've got the 5 o'clock mix with DJ Herb, and then we're going to play a little 2 Truths and a Lie with Raheem. So I can't wait to find out what kind of craziness he's been up to. It is the Frank Ski Show, 96.3 WHUR. Sounds like Washington.